Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? As always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell somebody you don't even like about my podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what? I hate this person, but I like this. Check out this dude's podcast just because I hate you. Okay? Help me grow this thing, people. Glad to be here this week. Quick milestone. For those who don't know, I have a 5-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I kind of like to document different things, no matter how small that he's doing in his life. He just turned 5. He's still super excited about it. It's been 2 weeks, and that's all he talks about is being 5 and when he's going to be 6. And this person's going to be 7, and they're going to be 10. So he just loves being a kid, and I love him being a kid. He's just so innocent. But his thing now is like, oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. Oh, that's so cool. Everything is just so cool. It's the coolest. And I just think it's funny. Everything is just cool as shit to him right now. And we got his first progress report back. Highest possible score is a 102. Just not even going to get into how it's broken down. Just highest score, 102. He's got a 98. He's got to work on a couple blends for his words. And I think that's about it. He's already reading on first grade level, which is awesome. And I'm just really excited to see what he's going to do academically. And now it's my turn to be the parent, so I really want to, whatever little things that he's into, I just really want to foster those, you know. And nowadays, there's camp for everything, alphabet camp and rocket camp and Lego camp. So whatever he's into, I want to foster that to help him develop whatever skill that's going to translate into the working field later on in life. But so, yep, that's the milestones. Everything is just so cool now, and just think it's funny. I guess this week is really kind of just one topic, and I'm pretty sure people have been talking about it for the last week or so, but this whole taking a knee thing, it blows my mind that people are actually upset about it. And I guess that I say it blows my mind. It blows my mind in an ironic sense. The group of people who are all about free speech, the group that says that PC culture is ruining America, and people are too sensitive nowadays. People need to get over it. Stop being offended. Those are the exact people that are, burning jerseys. They're threatening to quit watching football. You got first responders in leadership positions calling Mike Tomlin a nigger. I mean, and people say this isn't a racial thing. And before I even, I guess, break this down into how I look at it, I just want to just give you how my raw assessment. America has never liked uppity ass niggas, ever. They're usually the first one is to get lynched back in the day. They don't like a nigga who doesn't know their place, quote unquote. They don't like it. And there's people in this country that see these young, good-looking, fit, rich men who happen to be black not doing something that they don't like, and it fucking kills them. They already feel like these guys have been catered to. They really haven't had to work hard in their lives at all. They feel like everything's been given to these guys, even though it's hard as shit to make it into professional sports. They feel like these guys just, they've had it easy their entire lives just because they could play sports. And here's the thing that they really can't be made to do because there's no rule for it in the NFL. And they feel like these people are complaining. How can you complain? You're rich. What are you complaining about? Why are you complaining? Why are you crying? You're rich. And this whole thing of like, we pay your salary. This is the only place you could do this in. It's like, no, there's professional athletes in other countries. Are we going to pretend like America is the only place you can get rich by playing a sport? It's not the case. I hate this feeling of people feel like they owe America something. They don't. They don't owe you anything. Not one penny. You don't owe any gratitude to anybody or anything. And I'm saying this is, you know, some pretty selfish shit, but you really don't. I think a mature person realizes who helped them on their path to success. Now, I'm pretty sure most of you guys remember a few years ago, Obama made the statement, you didn't build that when it comes to people's businesses and all that kind of stuff. And of course, the people who are upset about this whole kneeling thing were extremely upset about that statement a few years ago. People saying, how dare he say I didn't build my business? You know, that's mine. I did that. No one helped me. And he's not saying that you didn't work hard. He's not saying you just sat back. What he's saying is people have helped you. You didn't. Most people didn't build the building that their business is in with their bare hands. Most people didn't have the money up front. They had to get a loan. Someone built your building. Customers come and they patronize you. Employees in the startup had faith in your company and they stuck around. I work with a guy whose sister was with, what's it called? Galloway golfing stuff? Galloway? Callaway. She worked for Callaway when it was in some guy's garage for years. You know, there were times where she barely got paid anything, but she had faith in these people. And this is some years ago, so I don't even know if she's working anymore. But when Callaway became like a force in the golfing industry, they thanked her for that. And she was making a seven-figure salary. She was like on the board of executives. She stuck around. She had faith. I'm not saying that Callaway would have died if she didn't stay, but she stuck around. She helped them out, and they rewarded her by giving her a handsome salary towards the end. But those same people are saying, hey, I built my own business. You got nothing to do with this. Are the same people that turn around telling these LeBron James, that telling Colin Kaepernick, and any other athlete that is kneeling right now, that we pay your salary, you owe us. No, you don't. This whole, like, this people in this country, they think that they fucking own black talent. You are so pissed off. You don't want to see these athletes as people. You want to go to the game. You just want to see people play the sport. You kind of just want to idolize these guys and not think about them being brothers and husbands and fathers and people with an opinion. You don't have to agree with it. Just the whole free speech group of people, you should be the ones defending this shit. You don't have to like it. I see Confederate flags every day. I feel that disrespectful, but you know what? I just drive by it every day. I wouldn't go to that person's door and, hey, can you know, that's disrespectful to me. It makes me feel bad. I don't like it. Take it down. They would tell me to get the fuck out there, off their yard. But yeah, everybody else is sensitive. Everybody else. And another huge point that people try to use is they're using the military as a talking point. Well, a lot of men and women have died. You're disrespecting the military. How can you do this? My friend died. It's like, so what? And I'm not saying that military men, people that died, that's, I don't care about that. I've been in the military almost 19 years. But no one owes your friend anything. No one owes your friend anything. I would never kneel for the national anthem. That's just my personal choice. I don't feel offended. I don't feel like it's a slap in the face. And I feel like if you are in the military and you feel that way, you're looking at it wrong. You're there to defend the Constitution of the United States. Not to defend your feelings about your friend. Okay? It's, you're making it about you, and it's bigger than you. People don't go overseas and sacrifice their lives like, yeah, if I die, people going to have to stand for me at the national anthem because I'm a fucking hero. That's why I'm doing this. No, you do it so that people can sit. You put that uniform on so people can have a different opinion than you. I don't like when people protest dead soldiers' funerals or they march around saying God hates fags. But that's what you're marching for. That to me, that's what makes this country dope is the fact that you can say that shit. The fact that you don't have to sit for the national anthem. Stand for it, I mean. You don't have to. And just because you criticize America doesn't mean that you hate America. I've heard people use this excuse, hey, just because I'm criticizing black people doesn't mean that I'm racist. Okay, well, let's apply that same logic. Just because I'm criticizing or people are criticizing America doesn't mean that I hate America. My wife criticizes me about certain things that I've done. That doesn't mean she hates me. She loves me. My parents, I'm a parent now. My parents did the same thing. They criticized my actions so I could get better. That doesn't mean that they hate you. They see a flaw. And we can't, I also hate this. We want to pick and choose who can say and when you can say America is not good and when it is good. Because you have a guy right now who ran on saying make America great again, which you're saying it's not good now. But whenever you're a right-wing guy, whenever you trash America, it's because you love it. But when everybody else does it, it's because they hate it and they have to leave. If it's so bad, get out. You know, you got other Muslim athletes, hey, I don't feel safe in America. If you don't feel safe, get the fuck out. Go to Afghanistan. But when you look at the RNC, they had a huge banner, make America safe again. So it's okay for these people to not feel safe. But you, as a Muslim person, if you don't feel safe, well, get the fuck out and go back to where you came from if it's not so safe. Which is it? Is it safe or is it not? Is it great or is it not great? Just under a year ago, it was quite all right to disrespect the man sitting in the seat at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It was almost your patriotic duty to somehow disrespect that man because you care about America. But now if you do it, you're a piece of shit and you need to leave. These free speech people, man, it's just, you can't say you're for free speech, but that but means you're really not. Just remember that. No one owes you anything. No one needs to, just because it hurts your feelings or you feel that it's disrespectful to you, doesn't mean that people shouldn't be allowed to do it. Now, when those neo-Nazis and white supremacists came here to Charlottesville carrying Nazi flags, you want to talk about disrespect to the military, disrespect to the men and women that lost their lives. I believe well over 200,000 people, men and women, died fighting Nazis in World War II. There's over 300 million people in this country. Every single person in this country should be offended by a Nazi flag. But I didn't see the outrage that I'm seeing now about this. Or not even outrage, just even the mention of how disrespectful. I'll take that away. I won't even say the outrage. I would say just the mention of how disrespectful that is to the military, to those who lost their lives. Not one mention, at least on my timeline. I'm like, I can't sit here and say it absolutely didn't happen anywhere. but it's definitely not as prevalent as it is when it comes to this kneeling issue. Which leads me to believe it's more of a racial thing than anything. You see these people marching down the street doing these Hail Hitler salutes, Heil Hitler salutes, carrying Nazi flags, wearing swastikas, and all types of other Nazi memorabilia and symbology. And that right there, that's a free speech thing right there. Hey, that's what makes this country great. The fact that people can do this kind of stuff and say this stuff and not be arrested, as long as they're doing it peacefully, it's fine. Same people, kneeling, disrespectful, they should be fired. I want them out of this country. If you hate it, get out of here. How is that even possible? There has to be a racial element involved in that thought process. And the people that are so upset, you call everybody else a snowflake, sensitive. You can't even stomach listening to or watching a athlete's political opinion. You can't even stomach that. That's how weak you are. You can't even, just knowing that they don't like a guy that you voted for or they don't believe in what you believe politically. I can't even watch the sport anymore. I can't. You're burning your jersey like a bunch of sissies. You're not even built for any type of adversity at all. Not at all. You're just weak. But the shit that black people put up with in this country, you can't even take the athlete kneeling. You can't do it. But here you had black people for decades back in the day knowing that they're getting called nigger by their boss and their coworkers. You go in there every day, you bust your ass, you know you got to be on your P's and Q's. You know you got to be better than everybody else because they're all watching. You bust your ass day in, day out. You get disrespected. You can't even eat in the nice lunchroom or even inside the building, even though you're doing the same job everybody else is doing. You can't eat in the nice lunchroom. You can't use the bathroom. And then every Friday, you got to walk up to your boss that you know been calling you a nigger, and you got to take that paycheck that you know is way less than everybody else because they see you as less of a man because of your skin color. You gotta take that check and go, thank you, sir. Have a good weekend because you got a family to take care of. The amount of disrespect you had to put up with just to feed your family. To your face, people just doing shit to you. And you just gotta grin and bear it. Because you know what? It's always been this thing in this country where people always look at the reaction of people of color, but never at the action that was done to them to make them react. That's something else that bothers me too. It's never the right time to protest. There's always a time and a place that you should do this. We never do it the right way for these people. It's never done the right way. We always just have to be fucking grateful. But they can complain about everything. They can complain about Starbucks not having their Christmas cups. And the NFL is a private organization. Any other time, like when Hobby Lobby was like, I'm not paying for people's birth control. That's not our job. These people are plotting. Yes, that's a private company. If you don't like it, go work somewhere else. You can't tell them what to do. When Chick-fil-A, it's like, hey, we don't really believe in gay marriage. You had people driving for hours. And I like Chick-fil-A. I tried to hold out. Shit didn't happen. You had people driving for hours just to get a chicken sandwich to show their support. But here's a private company. They don't have a rule. Now they want them to make a rule to make them stand up. They, again, they hate seeing these niggas with money not doing some shit. They want these guys to be under control. They can't stand the fact that they can't be controlled and they have sex with beautiful women and they have six packs and they're in great shape and they drive nice cars and they have a dope ass job that they wish that they could have. It bothers them that all week they work at their miserable jobs and they save their money to go to a game. They can be complete assholes in the stands. They get into fights. They paint their faces and they're accountants. They have boring lives. And they feel like they're busting their ass so hard. And they see this dude kneeling who's been at practice all week, you know, hanging out on Instagram, getting autographs from kids, women fawning all over him. They hate it. I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. They're protesting at work. I can't protest at work. Get a different job. Play in the NFL. Get your shit together. That's what you tell everybody else. Find a better job. Just do it. Just make your shit better. I'm so pissed off that this now has become a meme, but I said it days ago. The people, I can't protest at work. Kim Davis, a few years ago, didn't want to hand out the marriage licenses to gay people. Protesting at work. Worked for the government. Republicans thought she was a fucking hero. These people kneeling for the flag, traitors. Which is it? Is it a religious issue at this point? Is that what it is? You're just jealous. That's what it boils down to. You're just jealous, and now you want to go. Oh well, they're doing it because you know. They're just trying to defy the president. Well, he said something to them. They responded. Again, focusing on the reaction instead of what was said. You called a whole bunch of people sons of bitches. They're going to respond. You can't get mad at them. He responds to shit all the time. Yeah, he's just trying to defend himself. They're defending themselves. But let me guess, they have to be the bigger person. No one gets bigger than that guy. You're the president. You got shit going on with North Korea. Why do you care? Maybe you're still mad you didn't get an NFL team. I don't know. I think there's a little bit of an axe to still grind with that organization. I just feel like you should get on TV and say, hey, look, this is America. The Constitution allows people to say things we don't like. I might not agree with it, but that's their right as an American. Now, until the NFL commissioner, if he so chooses, or even the owners, if they want to go, hey, there's going to be no kneeling at the national anthem. That's their boss or that's the organization that they run. If those are the rules, those are the rules. And if you want to abide by those rules, you can. If you don't, then you can go, just like anything else. So until then, stop fucking crying. There's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And next week, I will be at the Rogue Island Comedy Festival. I can't wait. Newport, Rhode Island, Thursday and Friday. I want to say Friday night at the Back Alley Pub with Greg Stone. And then I'll be at the Firehouse Theater on Friday. I believe Sydney Washington, New York comic. Very funny. I can't wait to meet all the people I'm going to meet there. Should be a great time. So I'll be at the Southern tomorrow night here in Charlottesville if you're listening. Peace out.